Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Creepy Castle. As you may already notice, this is a bit of a dark experience, one that may or may not trap you in a certain state for a while. But don't worry, there will be an escape eventually. Now, if you've ever been hiking through the forest, most of the time it's a very pleasant ordeal, unless you get unlucky. If you're particularly unlucky with the weather, you might find yourself in a position where you need to seek shelter. So, get comfy and listen, because I'm about to tell you a tale, a story that may pull you in a little more than you expect. Leaves rustling, the trees swinging in the wind. Imagine the sound of wind rushing between the trees as clouds are being brought forth. There's a thunder far, far away. A feeling of pressure, humidity in the air that tells a story, a warning of a storm that's slowly moving in. How would you feel walking in the forest, hearing these sounds and noticing a slight flicker of light, of lightning, and another roll of thunder, deep and dark, far away? While the idea of walking was very fun, sometimes we walk a little too far from any kind of shelter, and I'm sure that you've been taught that it is a bad idea to stand underneath a tree when lightning strikes. Fortunately for you, through the canopy, through the leaves, between the trees, you notice the shadow of a building. The air, the light is rapidly getting darker. It is sometimes impressive how quickly the light of day can just dim almost in seconds when a storm rolls in. Dark as night. The old building seems to be not that far away, and as you make your way towards it, you notice an old path, allowing your walk to go considerably smoother. And finally, when you arrive in front of it, you notice that it is not just any building, a castle. While not a particularly large castle, it is a castle nonetheless. You weren't aware that there was an old castle here, and it must be abandoned, except in this darkness you see the faintest flicker of light in one of the upper windows. For a moment you wonder if What you're seeing is true, but the first rain is already falling a lot harder than you'd want. Running towards the front door, you already get drenched within seconds. The rain pouring down and the sound of lightning and thunder rapidly closing in. As you run towards the door, you do your best to make it in time, even though you know you are way too drenched already for it to matter. Then again, anything is better than staying in the rain. So you knock on the door, but it simply creaks open on the third knock. As you lean against it, it slowly yields to the pressure. Now imagine for a moment what you'd expect in an abandoned castle. How bad of a state would anything be in? Any fabric simply torn away by time, eaten away or simply dissolved? Yet the inside of the castle is almost dry. Welcome. But also very, very quiet. And while the lightning sometimes allows flashes of visibility, when you close the door to keep the weather out, well, I don't have to tell you how dark it is. Fortunately, like any modern human, you have a very handy device with you that can supply light so easily, don't you? And while there isn't any signal here, that doesn't stop the other functionalities from working. The room you see is surprisingly in good state. Old, but not torn apart. Dusty, but there's something missing, even though you can't quite put your finger on it yet. It's time to explore. Staying still won't do you any good, and if there's anyone here, you'd prefer to tell them yourself rather than be found out. You remember that there was a light upstairs, so you slowly move to the stairwell in front of you. The wood creaks beneath your feet. There's a dust just going from every step. A little puff almost, and your light shows every sparkle of little flicks of dust swirling through your vision. When you focus and you try to walk as quietly as possible, you hear a sound. It's very difficult to hear. You really have to strain yourself to hear a soft whispering. It takes a while to figure out where it is coming from. Not up, rather down. After a deep sigh, instead of moving up, you move down, and it takes you a while to find a door that leads to a stairwell that goes further down. You weren't surprised that the door was open. How else could you have heard the whispers? Then again, it's kind of strange how you could have heard them. While you are closer now, it doesn't sound like the whispers are any clearer. Yet you know for certain that they're coming from this direction. Every time that you wait and listen, the more you walk down, following the light, the darkness, you go around a corner and you end up in a corridor. You're almost surprised at how big the castle is underground. You try to remember if the forest you were walking through had any slopes, but right now you're focused on finding whoever is whispering. As you continue, sometimes you open a door only to turn around and go a different way once the whispers continue. At some point, you are almost certain that you've been there before. In fact, going down another set of stairs, you think that you're back in the hallway, but that should not be possible. You notice wet footsteps on the floor that can only have been left by you, leading to a door that must go outside, but you distinctly remember only going down deeper into the castle. You keep walking, keep following the sounds, the whispers further down. Sometimes it seems to be coming from a different direction, and when you follow that, it does appear to get closer. Then you're finally there. In front of you is a door, and there's light shining underneath the door. The soft flickering of a candle. By now you are so deep inside the castle, so lost that it's almost like you've been here for hours. But you have no idea how long it has really been, and yet some part of you doesn't want to know. Door opens easily. It doesn't creak. In fact, the silence is almost worse. Inside the room, there is indeed a candle, an old waxen candle, softly flickering as the storm rages outside. The windows hold the rain at bay, though the sound is very vivid here. There's something else that keeps pulling your attention towards it, but somehow you're unable to properly see it until after you've stepped into the room. Behind the candle is a mirror, a full length mirror, one of those beautiful old framed mirrors with elaborate decorations around the edge. It's a shame that it's broken, cracks running along the surface and a strange layer of dust all over it. There's something inside, it appears. There's almost more light from inside the mirror than the room itself, but that should not be possible. A layer of dust makes it very difficult to see. When you softly brush the dust from the glass, you see yourself as you'd expect. But there's something wrong. The clothing you're wearing in the mirror is not what you were wearing before. You have no idea exactly what time period it comes from, but you'd expect it in a costume drama from the Middle Ages or something. It is good clothing, just strange. What's even stranger is that it somehow suits you. It fits how you see yourself. Regardless of any stereotypes or opinions of the era, it fits you. For a moment there's a good feeling, a sort of nice, fulfilling sensation of acceptance, until you realize that the reflection is moving slightly different from you. The expression in the mirror changes. First surprised, then a strange kind of neutral. And the more you stare at it, the more you realize that you cannot look away, and they are staring straight at you, as if captivated by something, hypnotized by something. They are staring straight at you, and something in their face changes, a peaceful calm, a blankness, an emptiness that fills them and pulls them down. The castle has a curse. There is a task for those that enter. You have to take care of it. You have to walk around at night, light this candle, and wait for another storm when an unlucky traveler finds their way inside. Until that time, you will become the castle's caretaker. And something else will have to go. For a split moment, there is two of you. The one in the mirror and the one standing before it. And strangely, you're not quite sure who is who. You're certain that you can feel yourself standing inside the mirror, looking out through cracks in the surface onto an old version of you in the future. And you can see yourself still in the mirror, wearing clothes that are not yours and yet suit you perfectly well, as if they were made specifically for you. Part of you knows that it is time to leave soon, time to go downstairs or upstairs back to the entrance and leave, never to return. And for a moment you see yourself doing just that, for the first time noticing that you have two perspectives. Your body is slowly walking away, leaving you trapped in the mirror. You look back at yourself in the mirror and you notice the fear in their eyes, the confusion. Are they trapped? You're not allowed to think about it for long. Your body keeps on moving, almost hypnotized. Step by step, you find your way down multiple stairs, back in the big hallway, wet footsteps still on the ground, leading to the door that opens easily. The storm outside has subsided, and you can safely leave. When you look outside the window, you see a silhouette of yourself leaving the castle grounds. When you look down at your body, you can feel the strange fabrics, familiar, old, new. You know that your task has only just begun, and there is no way of knowing how long it will be. Will the other you dream of this? Or will you dream of the other? Who knows what is real and what is a fantasy, where stories lead us and where they've taken us before? Some sensations are difficult to explain. Some feelings hard to express. Maybe part of you knows, or maybe it's too far away to remember now. Is it still there, taking care of the castle? Or has it found freedom after someone else got trapped? I don't know if there's a way to find out. At least, that part of you that has returned to your body will wake. Maybe not quite sure of what happened, or how, but it will wake. And I hope you enjoyed the story. Be careful sometimes where they can take you, as some of them are less innocent than they appear.